Chairman, BBI on Wednesday, we probably had well over an hour of general questions. We're barely at half an hour.
Yeah.
So I think, unless the meeting votes against this, I think we should at least take it through to probably 11:45, another 20 minutes for general questions. There's a lot of people who you know, you've blown up $2 billion. You can't just shut down questions after half an hour. Is that okay, Chairman?
That's fine with us. That's fine with us. It was not my intention to shut down questions. It was to reopen them afterwards. But if the meeting wishes to deal with more questions now, we're happy to address those issues and concerns. Provided I've got your undertaking, we'll move swiftly through the formal business as quickly as we can.
Okay, I'll ask my two in one go. The two financial houses which helped construct the house of cards known as Babcock and Brown and its dysfunctional family of funds was UBS and Deutsche Bank. Now, Deutsche Bank is our largest shareholder with 11%. They are still a principal advisor to BNB. They advised on the big PowerCo sale that Babcock and Brown Infrastructure announced on Tuesday. UBS are our advisor. They were our advisor during the ill-fated Alinta transaction. Same guy, David DePella, I think his name is. Can you advise the meeting exactly how much money we owe UBS and Deutsche Bank at a BBP level and at a Babcock and Brown group level? Because why weren't the two biggest backers of the House of Babcock prepared to step up in our hour of need when we needed to raise that bank finance earlier this year?
I always enjoy your question, Stephen, because I'm never quite sure which one to answer first. There's about three in one. So, again, forgive me if I don't quite hit the nail on the head. I've taken some notes. UBS did assist in the Alinta transaction. As I said, the Alinta transaction, in terms of its opportunity and its attractiveness, is an attractive business. We purchased it in a competitive process, which spanned pretty much all of 2007. The real issue affecting BBP is our inability to secure long-term funding appropriate for that transaction, associated with the timing of that fundraising being in 2008. And I think we can all look back now and say, we wish we raised equity, we wish done this, we wish done that. At the time, those events were not foreseeable. In terms of, I'm unable to comment on what arrangements BNB have. My role and my entire focus and attention is on BBP's matters, so I have no knowledge of what BNB arrangements with any of their bankers are, and unable to really assist you in that inquiry. I can suggest that you refer it to BNB.
What about the loans owed by BBP to UBS, our advisor, and to Deutsche Bank, our largest shareholder?
We don't owe Deutsche Bank anything, and we don't owe UBS anything other than the fees associated for the transaction work they're undertaking.